Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What will kids see as nostalgia in the future? And I'm sure they're going to have some. They have to. They're going to have things they reflect on and remember, whether it's, you know, Hungry Hungry Hippo, you know, or, you know, something from our youth, and they have Dora the Explorer as an example. I just don't know what it would be. And I have a 16-year-old, so I'm not completely out of tune. I know the music. I know, you know, he was a big deal of Thomas the Train, but that was well before he was a kid. And I mentioned Dora the Explorer and Diego and that. And maybe it's SpongeBob SquarePants and all that stuff. But I don't see them as being as nostalgic as I was as a kid. I like Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner and things like that. And the Cosby, what was it, the Fat Albert and things where you got lessons. Schoolhouse Rock. Stuff like that. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm sure my son could answer this question quickly. You know, but if I ask him things like, what are going to be the songs that you remember? He's got them. I hear him sing them. And you don't want to hear your kid, especially a teenager, you don't want to hear his playlist. Stuff he has on there, you know, whoa. He gets the clean versions only, but you can hear the bleep outs, and he knows every word, so he knows the bad versions of them. If I pressed him on lyrics, would he be able to tell me, yeah, Dad, this will be my wedding song, where, you know, I don't know what it would be, but what is it going to be? A really cool song? Is it going to be an Ed Sheeran song? I don't know the acts anymore these days, but they don't seem to last as much. Maybe is it Maroon 5? I mean, maybe they are lasting as long. I'm just not paying attention. I'm sure that's part of it. Because admittedly, there is some good music out there. I like some of it. And I'm sure I can admit to being a prude and have people validate it because I don't know the names of groups and stuff. I like this girl. Her name is Dua Lipa. Her music does something to me, right? But is it good enough to be... I'm sure there is. Like I said, I'm going to fall on the sword and tell you, I know I'm behind the times, okay? I'll just admit it. But I will tell you this. Things are changing, and not necessarily for the better. I'll come back to that in a bit. But here's what I will tell you. We're not so far removed that we don't understand the progress that's being made. You know, my great-grandfather, I can talk to you about this because I know this for a fact. My great-grandfather was born in an era where there was barely radio and people listened intently. Then there was TV. And TV for him was like a freak show. Like, how do they do that? If there's a new innovation in TV, if they start doing holograms, none of us are going to freak out. We've got enough exposure that we aren't such an anachronism that we're like, well, I tell you what, back in my day, remember the phone was a rotary dial and there was a party line and all that. I remember that stuff as a kid. But, okay, so there was party lines and all that. I'd go to the city. Everybody had their own phone line. They didn't have rotary dial. They had, you know, DTMF. And so that was cool. And then that migrated to portable phones that were the bag phones that you carried in your car. Those migrated into actual cell phones. And the cell phones had either RMDA or TDMA technology, depending on what you got. And you were billed by the minute and all this other crazy stuff. And then we got actual digital versions of it to where they stopped charging us by the minute. And then it went from, you know, blah, 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 to 5G and et cetera. And now we've got smartphones that have everything in it. And none of those iterations shocks me. Am I like, well, I'll tell you what, back in my day, if we were told we would have a phone, you know, whatever. I knew there was the Dick Tracy watch, right? And now I wear one on my wrist, a watch that can answer my phone, a watch that I can check internet with, look at appointments and all that crazy stuff. Even a Dick Tracy watch didn't even think about all that. So technology for us isn't so far-fetched that we're going, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to come next? As I said, if it's a hologram And it looks just like me. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they were like, Kevin, we're not just going to let you Zoom in a call. We can make it look like you're making the presentation right in front of the people. Really? Okay, great. You stand on a little pad and you do it and people get to see you do it. Or maybe you say, hey, I want to dance with somebody. Not getting all Whitney Houston on you. But your girlfriend's away, you're a soldier in the field, and you put up your little dance pad, and your wife has her dance pad, and you guys can dance together. It doesn't freak me out at all. Whatever comes. So I think our generation is finally at a point where our minds are so open that, and don't misunderstand me, there are going to be things that are old, even for our kids, and their kids are going to go, boy, you guys had those things? And it's going to be something that they're like almost embarrassed to mention. But I don't see technology improving things as much as it did in the past. When we went from the big console TV to the little portable TV, you know, the TV that was like a square, not just a big rectangular thing that had a stereo integrated and a radio integrated, and it was vacuum tube, and it took two people to carry it. Suddenly you could carry a 50-inch screen TV by yourself and hang it on a wall. Weighs 30 pounds, weighs 17 pounds, something like that. You can hang it on the wall. Bigger than you couldn't even imagine that as in your youth, you know, at my age, when I was growing up. If you had said to me we were going to hang a TV on the wall that's 85, the size of a drive-in screen or something, I'd be like, man, you must be crazy. Now under $1,000 you can get an 85-inch TV. What is earth-shattering, folks, is scary, though. Well, we do find earth-shattering. Like ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence stuff that can write your stories for you. One of my friends used it to write stuff about me. It was way off. But I think the more information it would get, the better it would get. And what about these deep fakes? Technology isn't really doing what I think it should be doing for the betterment of human beings. I think it's being used to potentially destroy us, where they can create whatever they want about us and you just got to grin and bear it. Going back to the kids, though, I don't know that they value much. You know, I'm curious about kids. It's so easy. Everything comes so easy today. I don't think they value much. Think video games. You remember Atari? Games like Pong, Space Invaders, Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Ms. Pac-Man, Galaga. Their games are going to be things like Grand Theft Auto, maybe Madden every year. And again, I admit, I'm not trying to keep up. I'm intentionally trying to limit myself to certain things. When we come back, I want to talk about nostalgia with respect to the story of a mill closing.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was reflecting on nostalgia, you know, and how I don't know if my generation may be one of the last ones to really look at nostalgia the way that, like, the generations before us did. The way we look at the veterans, the way we look at single mothers, the way we look at our upbringings, things like this. I think about the lack of family values. For me, for example, family's nostalgic. There's family I haven't seen in years. We still communicate with each other and remember how we grew up. But Skip is one of my favorite cousins. He's my gay cousin. And we just adore each other. And when I see Skip, I saw him. He came to St. Louis when we lived there. He was doing a drag queen show. Of all things. Look, Mr. Conservative Kevin sees his cousin, and you know what I did? I went to the drag queen show with my cousin who does makeup, my gay cousin who does makeup. And I took my kid, who was probably 12 at the time, maybe 11, because we're not afraid of it.
My kid is all boy. You know, we're not afraid of it. Loves his cousin. And we joked about it. I told my sons, you better be careful when you're growing up. Look at it. Your cousin Skip makes them look like girls. You know, we had a great time. But anyway, the point is nostalgia. What did we do as kids when we would go to a family reunion, if we did a camp out or things like that? Nostalgia. What are these kids learning from nostalgia? Look, I know there's still a lot of very functional people out there, functional families. But there is a lot of dysfunction. There are a lot of people who have nothing to hold on to. They don't believe in God or any kind of higher power controlling things. So what's their nostalgia? What do they hold on that's near and dear? You know, companies that are 100 years old, 150 years old, scuttled. Lineage, you know, your ancestry, do you even care about it? Oh, by the way, Melissa told me Blackstone owns Ancestry.com. Did you know this? I didn't. But anyway, so what's nostalgic to you? I think about my great-grandfather. I'm nostalgic. I don't think most of these kids care about their parents, much less their grandparents. They don't hold any reverence to them. These are the people that you want to turn over government to, that don't have any relationship to say, you know what, right is right and wrong is wrong, because they got that firm upbringing. They don't know what to appreciate. A company that's been around for a long time. Do you think Facebook's going to be around in 100 years? Twitter? Even with Elon Musk, do you think Twitter's going to be around? What else? Apple? Name me the venerable companies that you think are going to be around. I remember watching the Burroughs, the Unisys. I don't know if these companies still exist. I haven't heard from them in ages. Teradyne, Teledyne, others. Are they around? Yeah, but when I think about them, I think about the nostalgia. RCA, Victrola, companies like that. I understand the evolution. Companies come, companies go. But there's still something that drives you to them. And there's this one story that I want to talk about. It's a mill that's burning down. President Truman, he said once, reportedly quipped, it's a recession when your neighbor loses his job. It's a depression when you lose yours. And it made me think about a song by James Taylor called Letter in the Mail. And the song is about a mill burning down, jobs leaving town, trains going by. And it's, think about what a lyricist, you know. He's talking about this little town dying, persons leaving one by one. And it's just a little bit of time before this town is gone.
Know the river and the railroad would run through the valley. Still,
and now he's about to describe the little town, and it reminds me of my little town to some degree. But listen to him.
Guess it never was much
to look at.
Just a
one horse town. The kind of place young people want to leave today. Check it out.
Storefront.
Main Street pretty much closed down. But there's still a little bit of life left, right? So now he's going to talk about that life.
Church bells still ring on a Sunday.
Old folks still go to church.
Young ones listen on the radio. Saturday night. Nothing but a stray dog running wild like nobody's child.
Nothing but a stray dog running wild like nobody's child.
Little by little,
light after light, that's how it died. Says it's like a letter in the mail to a brother in jail. Just a matter of time. Anyway, it's a great song. I hope you'll check it out. But I want to talk about this story, because it makes me sad. It's a depression, they say, may have descended on Canton, North Carolina, when workers at a local paper mill were called to a meeting And they said there the Pactiv Evergreen, officials from Pactiv Evergreen, unexpectedly announced that the mill will be closing within the next few months after more than 100 years in operation, eliminating 1,100 jobs. What a sad state of affairs. And I listened to this song with James Taylor talking about this little town dying, him going back, as he says, to pay his last respects to a time that has all but gone. It makes me sad. He says, they said, aside from an audible gasp from the audience, the news reported workers received the announcement in stunned silence. And then after the news began to sink in, they said people began to start contemplate their lives. Jobs leaving town, trains going by. No, nothing to stop for. And as James Taylor says, little by little and light after light, that's how it died. Canton Mayor Zeb Smathers told WPDE TV of the heartbreaking scene after the meeting. I was downtown, and I saw grown men with tears in their eyes. No one was prepared on this dark Monday to deal with that. And folks, let me tell you, that's the nature of where we are today. We have a government that has no ability to reflect on the nostalgia of this country and what made it great. Don't misunderstand me. Look, technology is going to change. Things are going to move on. I warn people all the time to discipline the idea that things are going to change. But I do want a government that can reflect on that nostalgia, hold it near and dear, and preserve some of it. I don't think we have those people in government anymore, and I find that very sad.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. This is the hour in which former President Donald Trump's expected in a Manhattan courtroom to hear what could be nearly three dozen felony charges against him. For hours, both supporters and haters of Trump have been making their feelings known outside the building. Russia is promising to beef up its defenses now that its neighbor Finland has become the 31st member of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Two big runoff elections today. Voters in Chicago choose a new mayor among two men who eliminated the incumbent in the primary. In Wisconsin, they're voting for a state Supreme Court spot that would tip the court to the left or keep it conservative. For the first time in about 2 years, the number of available jobs in the USA has fallen below 10 million. The Labor Department's new report shows to some experts that the Fed's campaign to slow the labor market is having an effect. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Colin Kaepernick has wheedled. He's wheedled his way back into the news. And I let me just actually begin this segment by playing a clip from one of my buddies, Brandon Tatum, talking about Colin Kaepernick. And here's Brandon explaining the situation. We'll add a little bit more to it, but here he is.
I know my parents loved me, but there were still very problematic things that I went through. I think it was important to show that, no, this can happen in your own home, and how we move forward collectively while addressing the racism that is being perpetuated.
How inconsiderate. And in my personal opinion, this could be an opportunity to give young biracial kids hope and say, yeah, I may be black and white, I can embrace both. I love my white side, I love my black side, I can embrace both. But the problem is that he want to focus on one side and talk about racism. Man, these people rescued you. Where's your black side of the family? No. F that. Where's the black side of your family? Come on, Colin. Where's the black side of your family at? Where are they at? The white people took you in, took care of you, gave you a great life, put you in sports, and then the thanks that they get is you turning on them to be a social justice warrior.
That was Brandon Tatum. Officer Tatum, I think, is what Brandon goes by. Great guy. Really a God-fearing dude. Love Brandon. Just like a little brother to me. He's big, but he's like a little brother to me. Brandon pretty much lays it out. Why can't you embrace both of your people? I've told you guys this. Look at the social justice warrior footprint. The lady that started the 1619 deal, half black, half white. Lady that started BLM, half black, half white. Barack Obama, half black, half. Look at these half black, half white kids who hate their white side. And then ask yourself a very simple question. Who taught you to hate? Your own parent. How can you be taught to hate half of who you are? That's what they do. And let me tell you what it is. They've learned that the money is on that side. If they were taught it, these are the people that in the 1800s would have been hating black people. They would have been passing as white and hating black people. They get the opportunity today to pass as blacks and hate on white folks. Has anybody ever challenged them and said, hey, out of curiosity, what do you think about your mom, your dad, the fact that you're half white? I hate that. Make them say it. Make them tell you what to say. Well, listen, no offense, but all this hatred that you're spewing out, isn't that, aren't you responsible for half of it? No, I'm officially black. No, you're not. No, you're not. Half of your lineage is like when we played that clip of Angela Davis finding out. But by the way, a light-skinned woman, Angela Davis should have automatically known that half of, at least half of her lineage is from white folks. I'm 11% white. Now, is that right? Or am I? I'm 21%. Sorry, I keep forgetting. I'm trying to forget you white people. But I'm 21%. According to my ancestry DNA, I'm 21% white. I would never decry. I don't even know where it is. I've never met one single person, a white person, who's owned up to owning to being part of my lineage. Not one. But if they did, I would embrace them. Get over here, Biff. Come here. Give me a hug. What's this? This soul shake. Just shake my hand regular there, buddy. Yeah. So, look, I would not talk down my white people any more than I would talk down my black folks. But here's Kaepernick, man. And what's funny about Kaepernick is, I know my parents love me, but I wanted people to know this can happen in your own home. Exactly what happened in your own home, Colin? I'm curious. Did you get beat down to the point where you call the police? And what? Did the police respond and go, oh, no, 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 you're a black baby. We're not going to do anything to your white parents. What did his parents do to him? You want to know the answer? Absolutely nothing. His parents did to him what parents do. They disciplined him, but they probably did more to encourage him than anything. They, as Brandon noted, and as I'm sure you would have come to the logical conclusion, how are you going to be mad at somebody that plucked you out of foster care and took you in and gave you a home and gave you so much that you became an NFL star? Do you have any clue? I know you do, parents out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. If you've got a kid that's played a sport that had any talent in it and you were you put your time and energy into it, how much time and energy? I have a kid that plays baseball. You want to know how much my baseball IQ has gone up since this kid's been playing baseball for a decade? Since he was 6 years old, do you know how much time and money? Look, if I could just get my money back from what I spent at the batting cage, I'd be happy. Don't even get me started on bats and other gear, and my kid is a catcher. You know how much? I get mad when he grows. I'm like, we went to buy him some gear a few years ago, and she was like, well, you know, this fits him. I go, you get him big gear. You get him bigger gear. So he can grow into it. Because I ain't buying no more gear. I was like, it's $600 for just the catcher stuff. Okay? And then his mitt, if you get a cheap mitt, it'll jack him up. So I'll give you a quick deal. We had a cheap mitt, being $200, give or take, right? That's cheap. Wife goes, he's now getting with bigger kids. We got to get him a better mitt. So his mitt went to $400, almost $350, something like that. Well, guess what? He gets hit in the mitt and broke his hand. Clean break across the left, the left little meaty part of the hand. So we go take him, get him x-ray. Doctor says, how'd he break it? He's a catcher. He says he must have had a good mitt. And we go, why do you say that? He says, because if he'd had a bad one, it would have shattered. It was a clean break. So I'm glad we invested in it. But here's the point. $350 a month to be on the team. You pay for the tournaments. You got gear, bats that cost $150 minimum. Now he's into wood bats. Wood bats, $200 for a good one, $250 for an even better one that gets more pop. The clinics for catching, for pitching, whatever thing that he plays, you're spending thousands of dollars. You're traveling around to this or that. We've got tournaments in Atlanta, and I can go on, folks. You invest in your kids. I can tell you the amount of money these people invested in Colin Kaepernick, getting him football gear, taking him to camps, getting him coaches is immeasurable. And what's he do? He throws him under the bus. Now let's figure out why. Let's go back and analyze Colin's career. He gets into the NFL. He's a star. He takes the 49ers to the Super Bowl and he loses. He gets too much ego. He becomes the typical Colin Kaepernick that isn't ready for this stuff. And suddenly, it was all the other things that he decided, oh, I'm mad about this, I'm mad about that. Well, I don't know what happened to his career, but something affected his career where he was no longer the best quarterback on the team. He didn't like it. So as soon as a social justice event occurred that has nothing to do with him, he's outraged. I would ask you this. Do you think Colin Kaepernick has ever been stopped by a cop and harassed? As I like to joke with the NFL players and all these black superstars, and when a cop stops you, he gets your autograph. He doesn't even give you a ticket. So you know it hasn't happened. Has it happened to anybody that he knows, the people that he's around? Short answer, no. Colin lives vicariously through what's in the news media, which is hype. And he took advantage of that hype. Why? You think he really cares about what's going on in the black community? Because if he did, why wasn't he doing something before that? You got your answer. So what is this about? Colin Kaepernick is, look, I'm going to tell you what you already know. He used this to build his career. That's what he did. He should just admit it. It was a career builder that went too far. So then he gets his Nike deal. Everybody's giving him awards. He's the belle of the ball. Everybody loves Colin. But then there's a lot of people that go, I don't like Colin. A lot of people that watch football don't like him. They're not asking for his autograph. They're giving him looks as he goes around town. He's finding out. When I get outside of my little bubble of ignorance and the people that want to support this woke warrior, social justice warrior nonsense, I'm not as well liked as I thought I was. And the other part is, you know what they do? They forget about you. They forget about you pretty quickly because you're not their real friends. So what's Colin decide to do? I'm going to get back in the media. I'm going to do something controversial. And I will get the right to respond because I'll attack family. And that's what he did. He attacked the people that he loved. Now think about what he did to the NFL. What did he do to the players in the NFL that had to bite their tongues and watch their numbers go down, impact their careers, impact the way their teams interacted with other players, particularly black players, as they were like, man, aren't we here just to play a game? Aren't we getting paid a lot of money to play a game? Why do we have to get all into the social justice nonsense? So they watched their industry be destroyed by him. And now, Colin says, I'm not getting enough attention anymore. Let me destroy the thing that is the most important to me. Let me destroy family. That's what this is all about, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I am never hopeless. For those of you who listen to the program, you know that I'm an eternal optimist. And but I do wonder how many true warriors exist in this country. By the way, I get a note from Bob, who actually called me, of Bob and Carol out of Florida. And guys, I'm going to get down there soon and we're going to grab dinner or something. But he says, Kev, if you get my big packet for me? And I was like, and I'd gotten, Bob sends me letters with jokes. And I love them. I've got them, by the way, Bob. I keep them. And he sends me a significant check. And Bob, I want to thank you guys, because obviously there's, you know, you don't have to do that. And I appreciate it, though. I'm not going to tell you. When I say you don't have to donate to us, I mean it. You don't. But I'm going to follow it quickly with, I so appreciate it. And we're putting together Backstage Club so that you guys get a glimpse of my life, the productions that we do, the things. And I'm telling you right now, we're in the planning stages of what you're going to get to see and what other people do not. And you will be rewarded. And by the way, and I'm going to talk about this in a little more detail on the next show. I titled it A Better Man. But I do want to thank you guys. And I'm going to let you know when we talk about this in another program, what it means and what we're setting up, so you understand what you're getting. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I can't operate the way that I've been operating unless I get more support. And that's okay. This isn't a guilt trip. I'm not Creflo Dollar saying I need to buy myself a private jet and I expect y'all to buy it for me. I still, every time I think about that, I go, man, what size of the nuggets do you need to have when you say I need $60 million and y'all black people better fess it, y'all better produce it. Wow. Oh my goodness. So I don't make any demands, but yeah, it does help. And, you know, we're doing amazing work. I know pound for pound we're the best out there. And I know that the people out here listening to this program are willing to help. So I'm not going to do one of these savages where everything's a commercial about what we do. But I definitely want to thank you guys. And Bob and Carol, I did get the letter. I want to let you know I did get it. And I want to thank you. I cannot thank you enough. And the timing was impeccable. Because let me tell you, the IRS has just done a job on my little company, my nonprofit. Really. I mean, I've explained that we didn't do anything wrong, and they hit us up for $40,000. We did nothing wrong. And when I say this, I mean it sincerely. I know how they target you. But you know what? I'm going to be an optimist no matter what. They're not going to break me. I may have to make a lot of adjustments to life. I don't know what we got to put off. Maybe a trip or two. We got a few weddings to go to, and I'm on one of those zero birthdays years, and I was going to do a tour, go visit friends and stuff. So we got to celebrate it all with everybody, because there's no way for me to just have one event. And number two, I can't afford it. But I do want to, go when I'm traveling places and say, hey, come meet me here. We'll grab dinner or whatever. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, thank you guys for the support and everybody else. By the way, Ruth, my sugar mama, I think Ruth is officially 100. I keep forgetting. I know she's close, but I got your check for $100 and thank you. And no reason to do it, but I do appreciate it. And it was such a pleasure meeting you and your daughters when we did the comedy event down there. But the reason why I'm talking about being at war is we're getting wins, folks. And sadly, we can't rack up the score. We get a win. We find out that Wuhan did it. The virus didn't originate in Wuhan. We get the win. But we don't really get to keep score. We find out Trump didn't commit, wasn't colluding with the Russians. I mean, not that we didn't know this already, but we don't get to keep score. We find out January 6th, all the stuff they did. We find out all the collusion between the FBI and social media. I mean, are you keeping score? It is 14-0 in a soccer game. We're crushing these guys. And by the way, I'm going to make you a bet. They won't score a point. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've been trying to avoid getting anything with mRNA spike proteins, folks. But here's where I'm talking about a win, where they might get a point on the scoreboard. I think getting this mRNA stuff is inevitable. But I will admit, a few people have sounded the alarm, and I'm going to talk more about that in just a second. And the Florida Surgeon General is one of them who is sounding the alarm. And let me just let you hear what he had to say about this whole vaccine nonsense.
These vaccines have a terrible safety profile. At this point in the pandemic, I'm not sure anyone should be taking them. And that's, that is the honest truth. I don't think anyone probably should be taking them. They have a terrible safety profile. And we have, unfortunately, a CDC and FDA who just the most consistent thing they've done is deny the truth. Whether it was pushing masks, I mean, they did squat. I mean, they did not have any substantial impact, no benefit. Pushing masks, pushing the vaccines in little kids, all these low-value, divisive policies that they did. Meanwhile, here's the truth, right? You look at these studies of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. There was a study published a few weeks ago in a journal called Lancet, a journal that's well-known, I should say. And you know, what did these authors show? They showed that after 7 months, the protection from infection, right, it started, I don't know, around 70%, down. At 7 months, it hops onto the other side of the axis, right? So it is negative, and that continues, and that the magnitude of that negativity increases over time. What does that mean, folks? It literally means that the people who received that vaccine were more likely to contract COVID-19 after 7 months than the people who did not. That is a fact. Has the CDC or FDA ever said a word about that? No.
Wow, what a condemnation of the CDC and the FDA. He says the most consistent thing they've done is deny the truth. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to talk about this, but I'm going to bring this up again and talk about it in the context of how I started, which is thanking you guys. But I want to go back to, and that, by the way, that was the Florida Surgeon General. His name is Lovato. He's a brother, but his name is Lovato. And he's the one saying, I want to thank Ron DeSantis. And you'll get your truths about DeSantis. I like the guy, but Ron's not as genuine as he makes himself out to be in many cases. I don't know if you guys know this, but he was prepared to prosecute Trump on January 6th, on the January 6th stuff. He was not a fan of Trump on that. So I see why there's a big push by the establishment to get DeSantis there. But again, DeSantis versus whoever, insert name here for leftists, and I'll pick DeSantis. But I still think Trump deserves a second chance. But going back to this, Lovato is talking about how this manufactured crisis, this manufactured news cycle around COVID, it was all lies. And he calls out the CDC and the FDA, and he says the most consistent thing they've done is deny the truth. And I go back to the people that listen to this program who told me, Kevin, what are you doing, man? You're spreading misinformation. This COVID thing and all this, and I'm going, folks, I'm not spreading anything. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm giving you my common sense analysis of what's going on in the world. You're not forced to take it. You can do whatever the H-E double crooked socks you want. I really don't care. I have friends, one of my brothers, I'm talking about a guy that is like a brother to me, Mark, took the vaccine. I told him I wouldn't do it, but he took it. I said, man, I'm going to pray for you. And he called me up. He says, hey, man, we just lost a friend who turned 60 this year. And he said, in February, he says, we just lost a friend. He died on the golf course, jabbed and boosted. Dude had just sold his company for multi-million dollars, was planning his bucket list, did one or two things. In fact, we were supposed to all go on a trip together, and he dropped dead 2 weeks ago. So if you think that this fake news and this manufactured media stuff that I talked about mostly in the first hour is a lie, you better think again. This stuff impacts people. It impacts lives. This friend of ours was ready to go into the next phase. We were all talking about, look, we got more years behind us than we do in front of us. But wasn't that very true for him?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.